It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's a Wednesday afternoon, and we are already halfway to the weekend because of the Labor Day holiday weekend on Monday. Hi, I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us this afternoon. A lot to talk about. And, you know, once again, I've reached a level of somewhat disgust with the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I mean, I'm very proud of my page. I'm very proud of what we post. But some of the comments that are made there are just, it's disturbing that people are so relentlessly negative. And I wonder once again if this is a sign of fear on the part of the MAGA supporters, Trump followers. I don't know if you will answer this honestly, but collectively as a group, it seems like you're kind of scared because it's like this nitpicking, attacking this and attacking that. And the ultimate definition of a Facebook troll or a social media troll is the person that posts something about Donald Trump, promoting Donald Trump or calling me out on something on a video that was about Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers. Man, if you're looking for that opportunity to post something positive about Trump, man, you got to feel desperate. And I realize that the polls are really, really close, and they didn't used to be this close. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. But, you know, I mean, I don't let this bother me personally. But it's kind of upsetting that that people are so dedicated to, again, hammering down on the lies, insisting that the lies are true. And there's no facts to back up what they say. And it's misinterpretive information. And I think it's guided by a couple of leaders among the right-wing radicals, a couple of leaders who use social media to brainwash people. And there are people who are brainwashed into believing that something is when it really isn't. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. Hey, look, I think this is really good news. A cold front is going to be moving through. In fact, it's moving through now, I guess, with the showers that we have in the area. The upcoming weekend looks like it's going to be an incredible weekend. And the Saints play their first home game, first game of the season. It's at home in the Caesars Superdome against the Carolina Panthers. So it's going to be warm. It's going to be in the mid-80s, but the humidity's going to be down. I don't know. There might be a breeze. It's going to be a lot more comfortable than it has been. So tailgating should be epic Sunday afternoon. And let's tailgate like we're a playoff team. Let's have that attitude from the tailgating into the stadium. And, we've got a chance for you to win some tickets to the game. Not only that, but you also get two tickets to the VIP tailgate party sponsored by the event group. And look, I've been to that many times. It is awesome. It's great food. It's free. The food is free. The premium alcohol is free. So you can get filled up, get a little buzz on, and then just casually walk over to the dome. This event overlooks Champion Square. And so you can see all the people down there, and then you just walk over to the dome. Well, we have something serious to get to this afternoon, and I wish we didn't have this to talk about. And it's really easy to just go, oh, well, it's another school shooting. But, you know, we're not going to do that because I don't think we should just let this go as, oh, well, it's another school shooting, because we're getting kind of numb to it. Right before going on the air, I talked to Newell, and I said, yeah, we got to talk about this school shooting. 4 dead. There was a report out that I read right before going on the air. 4 were dead. But 2 are dead, 4 are injured. So, you know, with this situation, there are always different reports coming out. And we'll try to be as accurate as we can throughout the afternoon. But it's a fluid situation. And one report's going to say one thing, then there'll be another update. But as far as I know, two are dead and four are injured. But, you know, we have to talk about this. You know, when I was going to school, East Jefferson was tough. East Jefferson was a rough public school. I was more, you know, I don't know if I really was a frat boy. I mean, I was in Delta Sig. I was in the fraternity. But my style was more along the lines of a frat boy compared to a hood. So they had the hoods and the frat boys. And the hoods, some of the hoods, would take switchblades to school. They would have switchblades with them when East Jefferson played West Jefferson. And, you know, I mean, I can't tell you that I was really scared on campus because I wasn't. I wasn't afraid that anything was going to happen. But I knew that there were some rough people there that had switchblades. And then some of the guys that had kind of like a pompadour hairdo, you know, they had the switchblade comb, you know, where it looks like a switchblade and you pop it open and there's a comb there instead of a blade. That was kind of cool. But, you know, I really wasn't, I wasn't totally scared on campus. But we knew that the switchblades were there. I don't understand why people are bringing guns to school. I mean, and I don't think it's even the same element. You know, sometimes the people bringing guns are the little wimpy people who feel like they're nothing unless they have a gun. And I think this is a behavior that's actually taught. So, yes, unfortunately, we will talk about that this afternoon. Also, does Kamala Harris suddenly have an accent, or are Republicans making a big deal out of nothing? We will touch on that. Harris jumps ahead of Trump in a new conservative poll, in a national poll. Harris is leading Trump, but I mean, it's really close. It's a statistical tie. So nobody knows how this is going to turn out. And I think one of the interesting things that we should all be thinking about is whether or not the people who are polled are telling the truth. The people who say they're going to vote for Trump, are they really going to vote for Trump? Or do they think that's just the right thing to say? Are the people who are saying they're going to vote for Harris, do they really want to vote for Trump, but they just don't want to tell anybody they're voting for Trump? I know there are a lot of people who are going to vote for Trump and they're not proud of it. And maybe they don't want others to know. Some are very proud of it. Some are not proud of it. But it's really going to be interesting to see if these polls are accurate. And we'll know right after the election if they were accurate. But I don't, you know, I don't believe that these polls are 100% accurate. I mean, they might be, but we don't know. And they could be very tainted based on, again, how people are responding to the poll. Trump is teasing that he's going to release the files on Jeffrey Epstein, saying a lot of big people went to the island. He said, I was not one of them. Is he going to release, if he's elected, is he going to release the Jeffrey Epstein information? Maybe he'll do that, and right after that, he will release his taxes. So I don't know. I don't hold out any hope that Donald Trump is going to actually release the Jeffrey Epstein information, the files on him, because I'm sure there are people close to Trump who went to the island. I mean, I say I'm sure. You know, Donald Trump knew a lot of people. And this doesn't mean that he went to the island, but he may know people who went to the island. He seems to know that a lot of big people were there. So he seems to indicate that, you know, yeah, there were some people who were there. And a judge is telling Trump to stop using the song Hold On, I'm Coming, at least for now. There's an injunction that's been issued. Since he can't use Hold On, I'm Coming, what would be another good theme song for the Trump campaign? Maybe we can talk about that. What would be a good theme song for Donald Trump's campaign? I can think of a few. I'm sure you can, too. So we'll talk about that this afternoon. Maybe we'll play some of those. And then also, this is breaking news this morning. Russia is interfering in the U.S. election right now. They're trying to disrupt the election. They're trying to create chaos. And they're trying to help Trump. The Russians are trying to help Trump. So if you're a diehard Trump supporter, are you okay with that? Are you, if the Russians are trying to help Trump, and it from the information that the government has, it seems like that's the case. Some of you may want to argue, no, they're not doing that. Look, Donald Trump has some kind of affinity for Putin. He has some kind of respect for Putin that is kind of unusual. And remember when he stood in Helsinki? I think it was Helsinki, at a press conference or a summit meeting that they were having. And he stood next to Putin and he told the American press, I trust Russian intel more than I trust U.S. intel. I mean, if nothing else, that was an insult to the United States. So it appears as if Russia is going to help Trump win. They tried to help him before. They succeeded in 2016. They failed in 2020. But the Russians are trying to disrupt things, and they're trying to get us to fight. They want you and I divided. So they want to put information out there, and apparently they're doing it. They want to put information out there that causes you and I to disagree on things. Things that aren't true. Things that are not true. And we're arguing over things that are not even true. So they're trying to create this disruption, this chaos in America. And if it happens, it's because we, the American people, allowed it to happen. And if you're one of these people who is just finding really negative information about Harris and positive answers to questions about Trump, if you're finding this on these weird websites, those websites might be owned by Russians. Facebook accounts that are promoting Donald Trump and bashing Harris, they may be generated from Russia. And Americans are buying into that, and they're playing along with it. So, you know, when we talk about credible sources, we're talking about the possibility that you're into a website or you're into a Facebook page, an account that is generated by the Russians because they want us to be arguing. They want us to have this great divide. And, you know, I think there was an attitude for this divide, with or without the Russians. I think there would be this divide in America. I'm not giving them full credit for the great American divide. I think this would have happened anyway. But boy, they're sure pouring gasoline on it. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And LSU coach Brian Kelly says he is excited to see LSU improve after the crazy loss to USC. Well, they're playing Nichols this weekend at Tiger Stadium. I think they're going to show some improvement in that game, but how are they going to do against the real challengers? That's what we have to wait and see. And again, the First Saints regular season game in the Caesars Superdome coming up on Sunday against the Panthers. We'll talk about that as well. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. How are we?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that your Facebook page is giving you a heartache there. I don't... This is why I don't go on Facebook anymore. Yeah. This is why I don't have a Facebook page of my own, and I never will. People occasionally ask, like, why aren't you more active on social media? Because it's full of morons. Yeah, morons. It's full of morons and bigots and just absolutely dead rat stupid people with nothing better to do than just get on the internet and bitch about whatever it is Fox News tells them to bitch about that day. It's so boring.
You know, somebody yesterday on my Facebook page said something about, I don't know anything that I'm talking about when it comes to Brian Kelly and football and LSU. And he went through this whole thing about LSU, you know, never had the game in hand. Well, I find it interesting that Brian Kelly said exactly what I said, and this guy said he played high school football, college football, even tried out for the Saints, and I respect that, and I respect his knowledge, but an observation of a game, the way a team plays, much of that is based on an opinion and not statistics. And LSU, I felt like they had that game won. That's my opinion. Brian Kelly seemed to have the same opinion. So if this person disagrees with me, he's also disagreeing with Brian Kelly. And I don't proclaim to be a football expert, but I'm a fan. I pay very close attention. I quite often take notes during games, and I try to talk about it intelligently on the air. If you and I disagree, that's okay, but it doesn't mean I know nothing. It just means that we disagree. That's it. But yeah, some of the stuff on Facebook is maddening. Ian, as the senior producer of the show, will post some of my things on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, but he doesn't want to read any of the comments because some of them are so moronic. It's so stupid. It's again, based on lies. I mean, people are still trying to counter this statement, this factual statement, that no state allows a baby to be killed after it has been born. Oh, yeah, well, there's this Virginia's governor and this and that. And well, there's no limit on when you can have an abortion. Listen, once again, let me repeat this. No state allows a baby to be killed after it's born. That's murder. And so after a baby is born and it's right there in the operating room or wherever the baby's been born, there is no state that allows that baby to be killed. And don't start bringing up partial birth abortion, because that's a whole different topic. And sometimes the life of the mother is in play there. But I can't believe that so many people, and they don't want to answer the question, do you believe Donald Trump's lie that he's lying when he says six states allow babies to be killed? And people are coming up with so many different excuses why that is true. And it is not true. So we're not going to get deeply into that. We're just going to state the fact on the show and move on. And if you want to go through your life with the idea that there are six states just because Donald Trump says it, that's the only reason you believe it. You don't know. You haven't dug up the research from every state. You don't know. But no state allows a baby to be killed after it's been born. I'm sorry if that's disconcerting, but what these people are doing is they just don't want to admit that Donald Trump lied. And he's lying about that. All right, let's go to Ian with a couple of your early text messages.
Here's a really stupid text message. I don't know if this person is stupid, but this is a stupid thing to say. No matter how much you deny it, Trump lives rent-free in your brain. For you to say that he doesn't, you're a liar, period.
I'm not a liar, and you don't know me, and you don't know my brain. So just don't waste your time texting that kind of crap.
You know, go ahead.
I just want to say, you don't know me. When I get off the air and I'm not preparing for this show, I don't give a damn about Donald Trump. He doesn't live in my brain. I have a great life. I mean, I've got problems like everybody. I've got some things, but I mean, I'm working on some stuff right now that's really, really exciting. And so, you know, I've got a pretty damn good life. I really enjoy my life. I live in a great place. And I see, unlike you, who probably look for everything you can to bash Kamala Harris, I don't do that with Trump. The stuff that is presented in the news daily, we talk about it, and that's about it. But Trump is not living rent-free in my brain, because when I'm not on the air and I'm not working on the show, I don't give a damn about him, and he ain't in my head.
Who's the person that has Trump living in their head rent-free? The guy whose job it is to come on radio and talk about politics every day, or the guy who's got the Trumpy bear on his mantelpiece and five Trump bumper stickers and F your feelings t-shirts and all this stuff? Like, the people that are screaming at you the loudest about paying too much attention to Trump are the ones that are deepest in the first place. And it's obnoxious that they don't understand. They are the ones suffering from Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and look at some of the posts on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I mean, look at some of the comments on the things that I post. Look at some of those comments. Those people have Trump living in their brain 24 hours a day. I mean, they can't get away from it. And in fact, they judge everybody they meet based on whether or not that person is a Trump supporter.
You know, thinking again about the six states, you know, it's okay to kill a baby in six states. It reminds me of like Wile E. Coyote, you know, when he'd run off the cliff and he's kind of like hovering in midair before he looks down and finally realizes that he's not standing on anything, and then he falls. Like, this is the condition that conservative media has put people in for decades now, my entire adult life. You build out one lie, it collapses. The only thing that you can do at that point is build out another lie, a bigger lie, a more outrageous lie, until you've gone so far out that there is nothing underneath you. And the only thing you can keep doing is running. Because if you look down and acknowledge that you live in a different reality than the people around you, you will fall.
Yep, exactly. And it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what happens as time goes on. Are these people going to change, or are they going to go to their death with this idea that the Trump lies that they believe, the lies that are easily proven not true, are they going to go to their death believing that that those things were really true. I can't answer that.
I'm going to give you two really more fast ones. We're a little late here. Here's one that says, "Hey, Scoot, I'm sorry that you had to go this far before learning how bad social media can be. I gave up mine years ago." And I'll leave you with this one. Trump is using Jeffrey Epstein's old jet. The tail numbers were changed so that we wouldn't notice.
Wow.
That's true.
If only that fuselage could talk.
Seen some stuff, man.
If only those seats could talk. Yeah, you know, I wonder if the collective IQ is higher on Instagram than it is on Facebook. It might be. It might be. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll give you the latest on the school shooting in Georgia. Last I heard now, two are dead, four are injured. And, you know, this song is about a school shooting. And those lyrics are kind of slurred a little bit, but it's all the young kids with the pumped up kicks, you know, kicks or shoes, the pumped up kicks. Basically, it's a song about, can you outrun my bullet? Listen. Yeah, outrun my gun, and some parts he says outrun my bullet. Really sad. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're coming right back on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I was right when I was talking to Newell. It is four dead and nine injured in the Georgia shooting. There are always conflicting reports that come out very early on, and you know everybody wants to be first with the news, and consequently, a lot of people don't have the right information that they put out there. And you know, we get our information from the reliable sources that you get information. Well, some of you don't have reliable sources, but we get the information from the big players, the people who have the accurate information. But again, at a time like a school shooting, it's not always totally accurate. Four dead, nine injured. The suspect is in custody. Boy, I want to learn more about this. What was it, an argument? Did somebody steal your pencil case? Is that what happened? I don't know about you, but I'm really just disgusted. And I'm fed up with this continuing series of gun shootings. And it seems like it is, for the most part. Now there's some mass shootings that are a result of some kid who feels insecure. Some kid who was bullied. Well, guess what? I was bullied. I was a loner. I was dealing with a very serious case of obsessive compulsive disorder, which made me feel very antisocial in a lot of ways when I was in school. I had a lot going against me. I wasn't a big kid. I had red hair and freckles, and you know, it's lucky that I survived it. But the point is, a lot of people get bullied, and we need to stop putting so much attention on, oh, this person was bullied, so it's almost like we understand why they did it. No, there's no excuse for that. And we need to teach people to be tougher when it comes to being bullied. Yes, let's try to eliminate bullying. I get that, but I don't know if that's possible. Because when you get in the workplace, you're going to be bullied too. So you better learn to deal with it early in life. And I don't think parents are doing a good enough job dealing with teaching their kids how to deal with being bullied. Because unfortunately, it is it's a reality. And the people who are the bullies, there's something missing in their life. They're not all together. They become whole by bullying somebody. So if you're a bully, I mean, that doesn't say very much about you. And a lot of bullies are not as intelligent as the people who are bullied. I mean, look at them. A lot of them, you know, are just like, you know, big-bodied thug types. So, you know, there's that. And then there's the argument. Oh, I got into an argument, so, you know, I shot him. First of all, why do you have a freaking gun at high school? How did the gun get into the high school? This is a high school in Georgia to the northeast of Atlanta. How did that happen? It shouldn't have been there. It shouldn't have gone there, but it was there. And so something happens and guy pulls out a gun. Four people are dead at a freaking high school. Nine are injured. Some of them might be seriously injured. We shouldn't accept this. And yet this is not even a top story. Well, it's a top story on some newscast. It's kind of a top story, but it doesn't have the impact that it once had because we are becoming complacent. We are becoming jaded. We're becoming tolerant of school shootings because I guess we're becoming somewhat immune to it because it happens too often. But I don't think we should just let it pass. I think we should really talk about the significance of a school shooting and how it should not happen. And there's no excuse for it to happen, but it does. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Okunhard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Joe in Metairie. Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, yeah, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Talking about the abortion issue with the babies being born up to birth. A fellow from the North Shore called in last week and told you that Donald Trump was quoting the ex-governor of Virginia on TV that made that statement about...
Are we still doing this?
The baby,
Joe, why?
To
We're not even specifically...
On TV.
Why are you...
Trump was doing was quoting that man. He didn't suppose... Or what the governor of Virginia said.
Okay, but Joe, I have heard Donald Trump say, and I have read quotes, where Donald Trump has said at a rally, there are six states that allow a baby to be killed after it is born, and that is a lie. I'm sorry if that is unsettling to you, but what I just told you is a fact. And Donald Trump said it's okay to kill
this.
A baby.
If it's a fact, I'm not going to deny it's a fact, but I got a question mark next to that.
Why?
And also
why?
Let me state this. This guy Larry Sabato, one of the leading pollsters in the country, when Hillary was running,
Larry Sabato,
99 out of 100 pollsters said she was a cinch to win. Well, after she lost, he came back and he said, I not only have egg on my face, but I have a whole omelet in my face. Okay. So to all of Kamala people, Mr. Trump is going to beat her just like he beat crooked Hillary. That's all,
right,
all I got to say.
Well, Joe, first of all, I don't think Larry Sabato is a pollster. He's a political analyst and a professor at, I think, the University of Virginia.
Yeah, UVA.
Yeah, okay. So I don't think he's a pollster. There were people who predicted that that Hillary was going to win. So, I mean, why is Joe bringing this up? I mean, this shows the mental defects that some people have when it comes to Trump living in their brain. Trump living in the brain of somebody like Joe, it's like an infection. And he's got to call up and talk about the abortion issue. And what Joe does not want to do is he doesn't want to admit that Trump lied. Because people like Joe were in total denial. And Donald Trump lies when he says it's legal to kill a baby after it's been born. That is a lie. That has been fact-checked over and over again. It's a simple lie. And so Joe calls up, and what he wants to do is to defend Donald Trump, because all Donald Trump did was quote the ex-governor of Virginia. Well, maybe because of the ex-governor's stupid statement on this, maybe that's why he's the ex-governor. Did you ever think of that? So all I can do is state the fact that no state allows a baby to be killed after it is born. I don't know what else to say.
The ex-governor of Virginia did not say what everybody says that he said. Like, people keep sending this video in, this interview on WTOP. It's like an hour-long conversation that they're having with Ralph Northam. And he's talking about what happens after a baby that is not viable outside of the womb is born. That is the conversation that the mother and the doctors are going to have about how do we keep this baby comfortable until it dies. That's what that conversation is about. Ralph Northam is not out here saying we should be able to kill a baby after it's born. But stop here, repeating that line.
This is what I, you know, this is what confuses me. Look, if people vote for Trump, that's fine. But what bothers me is that fellow Americans are so prone to misunderstand the truth at the guidance of right-wing radicals who are guiding them into a brainwashed zone. Why are they misinterpreting what Ralph Northam said? He didn't say, and no state allows it. But I'm telling you, there are people out there who believe this nonsensical BS. That's what concerns me. That Americans are so prone to be brainwashed. I thought we were stronger than that. Vote for Trump if you want to vote for Trump. But don't buy the lies. Don't spread the lies. Don't support the lies. Don't justify the lies. So, you know, man, look, what is going to happen to guys like Joe, men and women like Joe, if Trump loses? Because there's no guarantee Trump's going to win.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. They'll just build out the next lie. Because yeah, the alternative is to hold a mirror up to themselves and admit, I've been a mark, I've been used, I've been exploited. They got my money, they got my eyeballs, they got my attention, and they got my vote. And it was all for nothing. And they cannot do that. They'll implode. They'll self-immolate. They'll have to build out another lie, and then we'll be here again this time next year.
I feel sorry for people like that. I mean, you know, Trump may win. I mean, look, the polls are really, really close, but I see some of the people on my Facebook page, and I wonder what in the F is going to happen to them if Trump doesn't win. And you're right. They're going to build another lie, and Trump's already preparing for the lies. He's already preparing for the election being fixed. I mean, I'm reading articles from credible sources about this, and it's not surprising that he would do this. You know, we all have to accept defeat when we're defeated. In fact, I think it's interesting that Donald Trump, in a couple of occasions, has now admitted that he lost the election. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. Donald Trump has admitted he lost the election. So how do you feel if you've been following along with Trump, like Rudy Giuliani, and you were certain that the election was stolen? Now Trump admits he lost. But yet, you see, four people are dead on a high school campus. Nine are injured. And that toll may go up. And we've got people like Joe calling the show to try to justify a Trump lie. You're going to tell me this country isn't effed up? Sad, pathetic, just really pitiful that justifying a lie by a politician supersedes even having a conversation about the death of four young people. I thought you were pro-life. I thought all you Trump supporters were pro-life. In fact, I don't even know if Trump's pro-life. I still can't figure out where he stands on the abortion issue. I know he wants to leave it up to the states, but I don't know how he's going to vote in Florida. He's been very ambiguous about the abortion issue because the Republicans miscalculated the American people when it comes to abortion rights. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. We're going to see some rain today, tomorrow, and into Friday, but it's okay. The weekend is going to be incredible. So that should put you in a good mood. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. All right, let's get back to a few of your calls. Okay, school shooting in Georgia. Four are dead, nine injured. That number could change. The suspect is in custody. The shooter is a 14-year-old male. Allegedly, the shooter is a 14-year-old male. So if we learn more, we'll pass that on to you. But that's not even the top topic of discussion. No, it's right-wing radicals, Trump followers, megaites, who want to just defend Trump's lies and make them true. It's just amazing that four dead on a high school campus is nothing. We got to get back to talking about Trump, man. You're a liar, Scoot. You're a liar. No, I'm not the liar. In fact, you know, people can't seem to come up with, when they call me a liar, they can't seem to come up with the lies that I tell. I find that really fascinating. Trey's in La Place. Trey, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Trey.
I used to be very, like, I used to always think that most of, like, the people highly, like, obsessed with making everything political was only on the left. But in recent years, I've seen a lot of both sides now of you, if you don't agree with my ideology or my political views, I don't even want to be associated with you.
I know. I know. It's sad.
And I feel like most of this comes from the fact that people just need to get a hobby. You can't make everything about politics. You can't surround your entire life around politics. And just because someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean you can't be friends or even just associated with them. You people need to sit down and just have conversations and be open to new ideas and be open to other points of view, because everybody comes from different lifestyles, and you can't, you know, not every political stance is going to be for every single type of lifestyle.
Trey, you're absolutely right about that, and people have lost friends. I feel like I'm estranged from a few friends, and if those friends know who they are, if they're listening, they know who they are. I feel like I'm estranged from some friends, and this has also made me estranged from family. I can't have conversations with a few family members because of this, and it's sad, but it's true. People have turned politics into a hobby. I recently wrote a blog titled something about politics personalized, and people have become so personal with their politics that they define who they are by their politics. And boy, if you don't agree with what they agree with, then they think you don't like them. But this great political divide is more important than talking about four students dead on a high school campus. I think that's sad. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your calls, and we're going to get to more of your texts coming up in the next hour. Just hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day last year, Gary Wright passed away. Had a big hit in 1975, the song Dreamweaver. I remember playing this often in the morning in my radio show as a young DJ. Gary Wright was 80 years old when he passed away. He was dealing with Parkinson's disease and dementia. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We've got some texts and calls to get to. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk more about this great political divide and how disgusting it is. I'm Scoot. We will be right back. Hang on. This is WWL. We're going to see some rain today, tomorrow, and into Friday, but it's okay. The weekend is going to be incredible. So that should put you in a good mood. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. All right, let's get back to a few of your calls. Okay, school shooting in Georgia. 4 are dead, 9 injured. That number could change. The suspect is in custody. The shooter is a 14-year-old male. Allegedly, the shooter is a 14-year-old male. So when we learn more, we'll pass that on to you. But that's not even the top topic of discussion. No, it's right-wing radicals, Trump followers, MAGAites, who want to just defend Trump's lies and make them true. It's just amazing that 4 dead on a high school campus is nothing. We got to get back to talking about Trump, man. You're a liar, Scoot. You're a liar. No, I'm not the liar. In fact, you know, people can't seem to come up with, when they call me a liar, they can't seem to come up with the lies that I tell. I find that really fascinating. Trey's in La Place. Trey, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Trent.
First off, I used to be very, like, I used to always think that most of, like, the people highly, like, obsessed with making everything political was only on the left. But in recent years, I've seen a lot of both sides now of you. If you don't agree with my ideology or my political views, I don't even want to be associated with you.
I know. I know. It's sad.
I feel like most of this comes from the fact that people just need to get a hobby. You can't make everything about politics. You can't surround your entire life around politics. And just because someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean you can't be friends or even just associated with them. You people need to sit down and just have conversations and be open to new ideas and be open to other points of view, because everybody comes from different lifestyles, and you can't, you know, not every political stance is going to be for every single type of lifestyle.
Trey, you're absolutely right about that, and people have lost friends. I feel like I'm estranged from a few friends, and if those friends know who they are, if they're listening, they know who they are. I feel like I'm estranged from some friends, and this has also made me estranged from family. I can't have conversations with a few family members because of this, and it's sad, but it's true. People have turned politics into a hobby. I recently wrote a blog titled something about politics personalized, and people have become so personal with their politics that they define who they are by their politics. And boy, if you don't agree with what they agree with, then they think you don't like them. But this great political divide is more important than talking about four students dead on a high school campus. I think that's sad. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your calls, and we're going to get to more of your texts coming up in the next hour. Just hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day last year, Gary Wright passed away. Had a big hit in 1975, the song Dreamweaver. I remember playing this often in the morning in my radio show as a young DJ. Gary Wright was 80 years old when he passed away. He was dealing with Parkinson's disease and dementia. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We've got some texts and calls to get to. Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk more about this great political divide and how disgusting it is. I'm Scoot. We will be right back. Hang on. This is WWL. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.